So you're almost having like asynchronous Q&A session. That just makes life easier for a lot of people, including presenters, right? Because you know what to sort of expect. The last one is sort of similar. I saw this, like Linux Foundation did this like a few years ago. I made a presentation again with Sophia on documentation, and then there was a Slack channel for Q&As. And after our presentation, we were on there for like 30, 45 minutes, which I thought was great. Because typically, like when you're at a convention center, you get shooed out after your presentation. So people only have like a 5-minute window to ask you questions, like if you ran out of time, right? This just gave us a lot more time to answer questions and also for people to be, vocal with their comments and feedback, which I thought was great. And I made sure that I let a lot of people know that I thought that was pretty awesome. So I know I'm almost out of time, so I think I've covered most of these. So it's not either or. The virtual events can complement what you're doing like in person. Just remember that we've been doing like a virtual collaboration for a long time, and this is definitely an important toolkit to help community members, and then especially for people who can't always